Driver's license classifications. Vision and knowledge tests are required for all license classifications. A road test may also be required in the specific type of vehicle you want to be licensed to drive. For example, if you have a Class C license and also want to be able to drive a motorcycle, you need to pass a written test on motorcycle laws and practices and a drive test on operating your motorcycle. Refer to Nevada Administrative Code 483.110 for a full description of Class A, Class B, Class C, and Class M license classifications. You may operate a moped if you have a Nevada driver's license of any classification, or you may apply for a Class M license with an accompanying restriction that will allow you to operate a moped only. Note, commercial drivers must pass additional knowledge and skills tests. Please refer to the Commercial Driver's License Handbook. Vehicle classes. Class A, combination vehicles. A gross combination weight rating over 26,000 pounds and a trailer over 10,000 pounds. Class B, a single vehicle. Gross vehicle weight rating over 26,000 pounds may tow a vehicle under 10,000 pounds. Class C, cars, vans, pickups, may tow a vehicle 10,000 pounds or less. Combination of vehicles may not exceed 70 feet. Class M, motorcycle or moped. Restrictions. Your driver's license may have certain restrictions on it if necessary for you to drive safely. Some common restrictions are Restriction B, driver needs to wear glasses or contact lenses. Restriction F, additional rearview mirrors. Restriction G, daylight driving only. Restriction 6, yearly vision examination. Restriction 7, yearly medical letter. Restriction 8, yearly driving test. And Restriction JN, an instruction permit. Endorsements. An endorsement allows you to drive a specific type of vehicle which requires more driving skill than the typical vehicle. Various commercial and non-commercial vehicle endorsements may be needed depending on the type of vehicle you want to drive. Additional tests are required for these endorsements. An M endorsement may be needed for driving a motorcycle. See the section entitled Motorcycle Instruction Permit and License for more information. Here are some endorsements you may need. Endorsement J, a Class C vehicle may tow vehicles over 10,000 pounds gross vehicle weight rating. A Class C vehicle may tow a vehicle or a combination of vehicles of more than 10,000 pounds. The combination of vehicles may not exceed 70 feet in length or have a combined weight rating or a combined weight that exceeds 26,000 pounds. If the combination of the towing vehicle and the towed vehicles exceed 26,000 pounds, a Class A license is required. Endorsement F, commercial license exemption for firefighters while operating fire equipment. For farmers, employees, or family members while transporting supplies within 150 miles to and from the farm, if not employed as a common or contract motor carrier, or transporting placarded amounts of hazardous materials. Or the military, if driving military vehicles on active military duty. Commercial driver's license. Drivers of commercial motor vehicles have to meet strict licensing requirements and pass additional knowledge and skills tests. A commercial motor vehicle is defined as a motor vehicle or combination of motor vehicles used in commerce to transport passengers or property if the motor vehicle has a gross vehicle weight rating or gross combined weight rating of 26,001 pounds or more, is designed to carry 16 or more passengers, including the driver, or is carrying hazardous materials. For more information about Nevada's CDL program and licensing requirements, please refer to the Commercial Driver's License Handbook. Specially trained CDL staff are available to assist you in DMV CDL testing centers in Las Vegas, Sparks, Carson City, Elko, and Winnemucca. Motorcycle Instruction Permit and License. Nevada Rider Motorcycle Safety Program. Passing an approved motorcycle safety course may be substituted for the motorcycle tests. For more information, please call the Nevada Motorcycle Safety Program at 1-800-889-8779 or visit NevadaRider.com. If you want an instruction permit for driving a motorcycle, you must be at least 15 and a half years old, pass a vision test, pass a general driver's license knowledge test, and pass the motorcycle knowledge test. Motorcycle instruction permits are issued to the following persons for the identified periods of time per Nevada Revised Statute 483.280. 15 and a half years of age but less than 18 years of age will be issued a permit that is valid for 1 year. If a permit is issued after you turn 17, it will expire on your 18th birthday. 18 years of age or older will be issued a permit that is valid for 6 months and may be renewed only once every 5 years. A motorcycle instruction permit allows you to practice driving when you are accompanied by and in direct visual supervision of a licensed driver who has a valid motorcycle license, is at least 21 years old, has at least 1 year of driving experience, and is also riding on a motorcycle at the time of supervision. The licensed driver supervising you while on a motorcycle may not be in a car or truck. When driving with a motorcycle instruction permit, you may drive during daylight hours only. You may not carry passengers or drive on freeways or other high-speed roadways. If you want a Nevada motorcycle driver's license, you must be at least 16 years old, pass a vision test, pass a general driver's license knowledge test, pass a motorcycle knowledge test, and pass the motorcycle operator skills test. Nevada Revised Statute 486.071 and NRS 486.131. The motorcycle drive test includes a pre-trip inspection. You need to know and understand your motorcycle's controls and equipment, such as the choke, gear shift, brakes, spark arrestor, starter, throttle, ignition, and clutch. The examiner will also check the turn signals and horn. Your drive test will include normal starts and stops, quick stops, turns, and other maneuvers. When driving your motorcycle, you are required to wear a helmet. If your motorcycle does not have a windshield or screen, you should wear a protective face shield or goggles. Failing the motorcycle skills test administered by the DMV two or more times will result in a permanent denial of future motorcycle instruction permits, per Nevada Revised Statute 483.280. If you are surrendering a valid motorcycle license or a valid driver's license with a motorcycle endorsement from another state, the road test may be waived. Motorcycle handbooks are available at all DMV locations and on the website at www.dmvnv.com. Renewals. The expiration date is on the front of your driver's license. Although a renewal notice is mailed to the address on file, it is your responsibility to renew on or before your expiration date. You may be required to pass a vision test, a knowledge test, and an on-road driving skills test. Renewal testing is used to reevaluate driving knowledge, skills, and abilities, and to determine appropriate restrictions. Nevada does not automatically extend the license expiration date for military personnel. Active duty military personnel, who are temporarily out of the state, may renew a Nevada license through the mail. Change of address or name. Under Nevada law, you are required to notify the DMV of any address or name change within 30 days. Address changes. When you need to change the address on your driver's license, driver authorization card, or identification card, you may do so online at dmvnv.com by going to your local DMV office or through the mail. Address changes must be completed in person if you hold a commercial driver's license. If you choose to request an address change by mail, you can download the Change of Address Application DMV 22 form from the website dmvnv.com. Name changes. Name changes on a driver's license or identification card must be made in person at a local DMV office. You will be asked to complete an application and provide acceptable legal documentation reflecting your name change. Restricted license. Restricted licenses may be issued under special circumstances to drivers who are 14 or older and have demonstrated family hardship or who need to drive to and from school, and individuals who have served required suspension or revocation periods. Additional information and applications are available at your local DMV office. Duplicate license. If your driver's license becomes illegible, lost, or stolen, you need to apply for a duplicate immediately. You may apply online or in person at the DMV. When you go to the DMV, it is best to bring as much identification documentation as possible. This will help confirm your identity and speed up the process. The DMV may use your existing record and photograph currently on file when necessary. See the Documents You Will Need section in this chapter for more information. Identification card. A Nevada identification card is valid for 8 years and expires on your birthday unless limited-term immigration documents are presented as evidence of name and date of birth. If limited-term immigration documents are used, the expiration will coincide with your departure date or 1 year from issuance if no date is listed. If you want a Nevada identification card, you must be at least 10 years old, complete an application, and present the proper proof of identity as outlined under Documents You Will Need in this chapter. Note, issuance of an identification card will automatically surrender your driving privileges or any identification card issued by Nevada or another state, whether or not the card is in your possession. This does not apply if you are a seasonal resident identification card applicant. If you are cited for a traffic violation while holding a Nevada identification card, citations and demerits will be applied to future driving privileges, and the same rules and penalties will apply to you as apply to driver's license holders. If you receive 12 or more demerits in a 12-month period, you will be required to reinstate your driving privileges before you are eligible to receive a driver's license. You may apply for a duplicate identification card online or in person at the DMV. If you need to update information on your identification card, please contact your local DMV office at one of the locations listed in Chapter 12 of this handbook. Veteran designation. When applying for your initial or a renewal license or identification card, you have the opportunity to declare yourself as an honorably discharged veteran of the United States Armed Forces. To make this declaration, bring an honorable discharge or other document of honorable separation from the United States Armed Forces to certify an honorable discharge when you come to the DMV for your license. You will also be asked to sign a written release authorizing the department to provide personal information to the Nevada Department of Veteran Services. Organ donors. You have the option of becoming an organ donor and having organ donor listed on your driver's license or ID card. This can be done during an original issuance, upon renewal, or upon a change of address. Minors who wish to be organ donors may have a parent or guardian sign an affidavit on the DMV 002 application indicating the parent or guardian understands they cannot amend or revoke the donation. The DMV accepts financial contributions for the anatomical gift account during the licensing process and through the purchase of organ donor license plates. Organ donor promotion. Say yes, save lives. Organ, eye, and tissue donation. Fact, your life always comes first. If you are sick or injured and taken to a hospital, the priority is always to save your life. Fact, there is no cost to a donor hero's family for organ, eye, and tissue donation. Fact, anyone can register as a donor. All people, regardless of age or medical history, should consider themselves potential donor heroes. Fact, in addition to registering as an organ, eye, and tissue donor, it is important that you also talk with your family to make your wishes known. You can also show your support in one or both of the following ways. Select the specialty organ donor license plate, or contribute $1 or more to the Gift of Life Education Fund anatomical gift account. These funds are forwarded to the University of Nevada School of Medicine for educational programs to promote the importance of organ, eye, and tissue donation. If additional funds are available, it can also provide financial assistance for those in need of a transplant. Register to be a hero at the DMV. Check yes when applying for a driver's license, permit, identification card, or driver authorization card. Check yes when renewing your driver's license, permit, identification card, or driver authorization card to remain a registered organ, eye, and tissue donor. Register to be a hero online. You don't have to wait until your next trip to the DMV. You can register online at any time at www.DonateLifeNevada.org. It only takes a minute. DonateLifeNevada.org or hashtag DonateLife. Human trafficking, no child for sale. Human trafficking is a form of modern-day slavery through the use of force, fraud, or coercion to subject people into a life of sexual objectivity and the performance of sexual acts for financial gains. Every year, millions of men, women, and children are trafficked in countries around the world, including the United States. It is estimated that human trafficking generates billions of dollars per year, second only to drug trafficking as the most profitable form of transnational crime. Human trafficking is a hidden crime, as victims rarely come forward to seek help because of language barriers, fear of the traffickers, and/or fear of law enforcement. The Nevada DMV is proud to work with partners such as the Department of Homeland Security's Blue Campaign and Truckers Against Trafficking in the fight against this horrendous crime. Recognizing key indicators of human trafficking is the first step in identifying victims and can help save a life. Not all indicators listed are present in every situation, and the presence or absence of any of the indicators is not necessarily proof of human trafficking. Sex trafficking red flags. Lack of knowledge of their community or whereabouts, not in control of their own identification documents such as ID or a passport, restricted or controlled communication, not allowed to speak for themselves, demeanor, fear, anxiety, depression, submissive, tense, or nervous. Help for victims. To get help, call or text the National Human Trafficking Hotline, 1-888-3737-888, or text HELP or INFO to BE FREE, 233-733. Report suspicious activity. Report suspected human trafficking to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Call 1-866-347-2423 or visit ice.gov/tips. For law enforcement to open an investigation on your tip, they need actionable information. Specific tips helpful when reporting to the hotline would include descriptions of cars, make, model, color, license plate number, etc., and people, height, weight, hair color, eye color, age, etc. Take a picture if you safely can. Specific times and dates. When did you see the event? What day was it? Addresses and locations where suspicious activity took place. Do not at any time attempt to confront a suspected trafficker directly or alert a victim to your suspicions. Your safety as well as the victim's safety is paramount. For more information, training, and promotional materials, visit dhs.gov/blue-campaign or truckersagainsttrafficking.org. Fees. Driver's license and identification card fees will be charged according to established Nevada state law. Fees are subject to change. Current fees are available on the DMV website at www.dmvnv.com. A $1 technology fee is added to any transaction where a fee is normally collected. This helps offset costs for the modernization of the DMV computer system. Driver's license and driver authorization card fees. For those under age 65, original license, $41.25. Instruction permit or completion of instruction permit, $22.25. Renewal, 8-year, $41.25. Renewal, 4-year, $22.25. Driver authorization card, original and renewal, $22.25. Duplicate license or authorization card, $17.25. Age 65 and older, original, duplicate, renewal, or instruction permit, $17.25. Completion of instruction permit, $3.25. Testing, initial knowledge and skills test, $25. Each retest, $10. Changes, change of address only, $3.25. Change of information other than an address, $8.25. Penalties and reinstatements. Reinstatement fee for alcohol or a controlled substance related offense, $120. Victim's fee for alcohol or controlled substance-related offense, $35. Reinstatement fee for any other offense, $75. Identification card fees. Age 10 to 17, original, renewal, or duplicate, $9.25. Age 18 to 64, original, renewal, or duplicate, 8-year, $21.25. Renewal or duplicate, 4-year, $12.25. Age 65 or older, original or duplicate, $11.25. Renewal, $3.25. Changes. Change of address only, $3.25. Change of information other than an address, $7.25. Commercial driver's license fees. Original or transfer that requires knowledge and skills tests, $141.25. Original or transfer that requires knowledge tests only, $111.25. Instruction permit, $57.25. Completion of instruction permit, $57.25. Added endorsement, $17.25. Driving skills test to add or remove a restriction or endorsement, $30. Renewal that requires knowledge tests only, 4-year, $57.25. Renewal that requires knowledge tests only, 8-year, $111.25. Renewal that requires knowledge and skills tests, 4-year, $87.25. Renewal that requires knowledge and skills tests, 8-year, $141.25. Duplicate, $22.25. Change of address only, $3.25. Change of information other than address, $12.25. Any license suspension, revocation, or cancellation requires payment of the reinstatement fee, the fee for an original license, and any applicable testing fees. Reinstatement of a CDL also requires payment of a non-CDL reinstatement fee. Zero Fatalities, Drive Safe Nevada. Visit ZeroFatalitiesNV.com.